You know, everybody would tell you that women feed Africa, women feed ECOWAS. I think that's rhetoric. Everybody agrees that women's role in agriculture, not only in terms of production, but also in value chain developments in agro industries, is crucial in terms of production, but also agro processing. We also know that women are the frontline nutrition caregivers in the families and the communities. We also know that women's role in curbing child malnutrition and hunger is tremendous. So everybody agrees on women's contribution. But when it comes to looking at the benefits, that's where we have huge issues with women accessing a very small proportion of land. So land rights for women is still an issue. Access to finance is still a huge issue.
Like a credit in banks?
Yes, because obviously there's a strong relationship between land rights and accessing credits, substantial credits from commercial banks. Because if you don't have a land title, it's a lot more difficult for you to secure such type of loans. There are also serious disparities when it comes to business development opportunities along agricultural value chains, but also access to decent paid employment, participation in the governance decision-making structures, whether it's the rural institutions, the local level institutions, land allocation committees, and so on. So a lot of disparities between what women contribute and what they get. Those disparities contribute very much in keeping women's productivity lower.
So what does your plan, what does this cooperation between ECOWAS and FAO imply in a concrete manner?
I think we all agree that we have to change the narrative. It's no longer just looking at women's issues in terms of women's issues, women's rights issues. It's about looking at gender disparities in the agricultural sector as a key capability issue, which undermines the full growth potential of the agricultural sector. It's looking at gender equality issues in terms of inclusive agricultural growth that provides equal access to safe, nutritious, affordable, sufficient food to women, men, and youth, but also the access to the productive resources, the markets, the employment, the participation in governance. So that's another dimension. Inclusive agricultural growth, but also meeting the ECOWAS Zero Hunger Challenge. How do we make sure that women's empowerment is a reality? Because we've seen, for instance, a very direct correlation between women's educational levels and children's nutritional status. Children whose mothers have a higher educational level are a lot less likely to suffer from malnutrition, and there are data to back that up. So in a nutshell, we would really want to build on our comparative advantages, work together towards making sure that the National Agriculture Investment Plans address existing gender disparities.